I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Solving the issue of food waste is complicated, and a new study by researchers at UC Davis says looking for a solution will be difficult until we look at the problem on a macro level. Ned Spang is assistant professor of food science and technology at UC Davis and says he and his colleagues began with a framework of organizing what he says is incredible research on food waste that's beginning to pile up out there.
We need to understand, you know, not just the volume of food waste that's in various communities around the world, which is hard in and of itself. At the point that it's waste, we're not that great at measuring things. We're great at measuring things when we're selling them in a marketplace. But once it's waste, we tend to not pay as much attention to it. So that's challenge number one. But then really to come up with solutions, we don't just need that volume. We need to know what it is. We need to know why it ended up falling out of the food system. So what was the driver or the pressure? And then where is it currently heading? Because where it's going and where you'd like it to go has big implications kind of for the value of an intervention.
By some estimates, we waste 30 million tons of food in the U.S. and 1.3 billion metric tons worldwide every year. That, of course, has huge economic and environmental and social costs. Additional research is focusing on pressure for ag producers to provide consistent volume and product when growing and production conditions are rarely consistent. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.